A Weekend with Jason Dacey replay from Money FM 89.3.
The importance of job titles. Do they open doors? Do they close doors? Do we read too much into it? With Adrian Chu, the career strategist, founder at Career Agility International, and his business partner, Tian Chi, executive director at Career Agility International, regular contributors here on Money FM. I've got some good stories around this one, Adrian, because I never thought that job titles were that important until my last job before I worked here at Money FM. We'll come to some of those stories a bit later.
And that's interesting because especially in Asia, it's particularly important when you're customer-facing, in fact. So that's why one of the things you need to think about before you accept the job offer is to see what the title is and whether or not it fits within your standard and your career strategy as well.
And I'm in awe of Yen because she's executive director at Career Agility International.
I think in modern times, titles are getting more and more inflated.
Definitely.
But it would help a lot if you're visiting, you're meeting someone new and you're able to inform them just via two short words what you do.
Exactly.
That's easy.
And what's interesting as well, and I do agree with Yen because we do see a lot of inflated titles. And we do see a lot of titles that are clearly not very accurate as well. Like just 2 weeks ago, I met a 25-year-old life coach.
25-year-old life coach?
Yeah.
Isn't that a fresh grad?
Yeah. I think I've been working longer than she's been living.
Well, I certainly have. You know, it's 40 years for me. All right, point number one. We've got five thoughts on the importance of job titles. In Asia, it is very important as it opens doors.
Yeah, because especially within Asia, within China especially, if you don't have a sufficiently high enough title, a lot of times you may not even get an appointment with a client of yours.
Yeah. How many times, Yen, do we go into a meeting and it's sort of an unconscious thing and we see the business card of someone and we go, you know, am I speaking to someone that can actually make change happen? So we want that confidence, don't we, when we see someone's business card that they can make things happen.
I think it's getting less prevalent. I'm happy to report. It used to be that way, that maybe customers would only give their time to someone they deem important enough.
Yeah.
So you have to show that you are head of something or leader of something. But I'm happy to report I think it's getting less and less important.
Good.
The other day we just met someone who didn't even have a name card. and it's getting to that point when I think we're in this flux right now. If you don't have a name card, it's okay. You just flash your LinkedIn profile, send them an RFID code, they sort of snap it on your phones and then immediately you're connected on LinkedIn. So I'm kind of glad that's happening.
Yes, I know what you mean. It's a really good point. All right, point number two, it anchors your positioning, not just in terms of title, but role and coverage.
Yeah, so one thing important about the title is that it's not just whether you're a sales director or sales manager or account
executive.
VP, yeah, or executive, whatever it is, right? It's what follows after as well. Because if you're like VP for APAC, and then it frames that you're in charge of Asia Pacific, or whether it's ASEAN. So externally, it helps as well because when you meet somebody or meet a very important client or someone else, they're able to one look at your name card or one look at your title on your email, they'll figure out, oh, okay, this is the right guy I'm talking to.
Mm.
But internally as well, it's important to frame it with regards to either the coverage, market coverage, regional coverage, or product lines, because it forms a clear demarcation as well.
Yeah. It's very good to see someone represents Asia Pacific, and you know that might be the area that you're focusing on, Yen. Okay, with Adrian Chu and Zian Chi, Career Agility International. And point number three, five thoughts on the importance of job titles. And this one's a good one for me, Adrian. You know, a good salary negotiating tool. And I'll share a story in a moment, but let me get your thought on that.
Yeah, because sometimes organizations are really flat. So they don't really have a lot of titles going around. So, for instance, just last week, I was talking to an old friend of mine who was from my ex-company in Shell. European companies tend to be less generous or fancy with titles.
Mm.
So even though this person in that company was pretty senior, about my age, but the title is still something along the lines of tax advisor.
Right.
Advisor. And in Shell and many other European companies, especially the oil companies of old, you are not even deemed a manager as long as you're not managing a team.
Mm.
If you're an individual contributor, even if you're a global tax person, you're considered as a global tax advisor.
It's not that grand, is it?
Not that grand. But so if you're joining a company that has a title like that, then you may want to negotiate for either a better title, but if organizationally they can't, then you can say, if they really want you to come on board, then you can say, oh, maybe I'm not going to come on board because the titling will affect my career, the look and feel of my career progression. But then they will have to say, what else can I do to sweeten the deal?
Right.
Then you can talk to them about money.
Well, Yen, you know, this is a good story that I can share, and I'd like to get your feedback on this. So a few years ago, a big international company wanted to hire me, and I'd come from Malaysia, where you were born. I just found out that this morning. I was the VP of production in Astro in Malaysia, right? And that was quite a big title. And, you know, as we know, Malaysian companies don't tend to pay as well as international companies. But still, there was a big position and a lot of responsibility. And I was moving back to Singapore, which was my dream at that point, having been commuting between Singapore and Malaysia. And an international company approached me. And I said, look, I want a director's position, you know, because I don't. And they wanted to offer me a senior manager position. And you can kind of get a picture of what that means within a big international company. And they were adamant they wouldn't give me a director's position. I think partly because the person who was offering me the job was a director and she didn't want to be on the same level as me. Uh-huh. But I'm saying, look, you know, so what she did, she paid me pretty much as a director, you know, so I'm getting really good salary. And Adrian, I've shared with Adrian off air what that salary was. It was very generous and it was about a director's salary, wasn't it, Adrian?
Yeah, it was. It was amazing.
Yeah. So, but then I got into the job as a senior manager and I realized that it was great to get the salary, but as a senior manager in this very hierarchical company, I couldn't do much. My hands were tied because they only let directors do, you know, even things like hiring people within my own small editorial team. They would say, oh, look, can we speak to your director rather than you? And I said, well, it's my team. I'm hiring these contractors. Oh, it was so frustrating, even though I'm getting director's salary.
You're right. And I have many stories of that sort as well. I had a lady I was helping many, many years ago, and she'd accepted a role at a local bank. And one of the things that she'd asked for wasn't just the title, but the branding, because the branding and the title internally, the branding corresponds to a title. And people immediately within would know whether or not you have that mandate to run certain things.
Yep.
Sometimes the infrastructure or the technology that supports those decisions, those management decisions of hiring, how much bonus to give, how many headcounts you get, and you can see the productivity ratios of the team members, visibility for certain numbers within the organization. They come with the internal mandate.
Of course.
Which then comes with those titles. So the title is just the tip of the iceberg if you're looking at it, but what's going on at the back of that scene
Yes.
is a corresponding banding that comes with mandate and a whole host of benefits. Sometimes at a different level would give you parking and extra allowances.
Exactly.
In your story, it's really about the ability to get things done. So without that mandate, sometimes you can't push through certain things internally.
It was so frustrating, Adrian. You know, with Adrian Chu and Zian Shi on the five thoughts on the importance of job titles, and we're at point number four. And this kind of flows on, Adrian, a little bit too. And I'll give you the second part of my story. So point four is internal versus external titles. And really that flows on from what Yen just said.
Yeah. So there are two things you need to think about to consider. It's that there are internal titles and there are external titles. A lot of times, internal titles, once again, may go like the manager, senior manager, director, VPs. Some internal titles may be very flat. So, or even into job groupings or bandings. Even if you have an internal title, the job offer that you have in hand has a title that's not very attractive sounding, like business development manager, even though you're in your 40s and you know it's a VP role.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's okay because sometimes the organization allows you to have a different external title. So your internal title could be at a manager level, but your external title could be something like a director of sales, things like that. So you have to be able to ask whether or not, okay, is this an internal or external title?
You know, Yen, this again flows on from what I said before. So even though I didn't get the director position that I wanted and I got the salary, which was great, but I was like powerless in many ways. But the one smart thing that I did, and we're talking about internal and external titles, my title was a joint title within the kind of what my functionary role. It was senior manager was my level, but I was senior editor, which wasn't a very high position on the website. And the other one was called coordinating producer, which was quite a much more senior position on the production side. And I fought to get that joint title, you know, because I was splitting my responsibilities between digital and TV and production. So lucky that I fought for that title because that allowed me to do more interesting stuff And within the organization, people, I guess, respected me more because I had that, they call it a CP, coordinating producer, executive producer. So that was one smart thing that I did, that I actually made that happen.
I think what your story is showing is your agility in asking for an extension and an enrichment on your scope.
Yes.
The title is really just icing on the cake, but the title gains you a little bit of, I guess, that credibility internally and externally as well. But I just wanted to add one more point on how unique your domain is. And so everyone in a bank today is AVP, VP, VP, first VP, SVP.
Yeah, yeah.
And so the titles, everyone sounds really, really big. But I think in the media world, it's slightly different. And what you just named doesn't sound like anything to me because I don't know anything about your industry.
Mm.
But I think those in the know would respect those titles and immediately gives them all the information they need.
Yeah, it gave me more scope. I think that's what Yen said. The person in the website side didn't have total control over me because it was a split role. And any time that person in the website was trying to like enforce me to do something I didn't want to do, I said, well, look, I'm wearing my coordinating producer hat now. So that my life would have been a lot worse if I hadn't got that joint role. And it was a very smart thing that I did, even though frustratingly I was only a senior manager. And it meant that a lot of the big bosses would just overlook me because they look at the org chart and they'd go, oh, he's just here. I'll talk to his boss.
That's amazing, right?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. You know, so it was kind of a bit of, you know, there was two edges to it, the two sides to it. One side, it was good because the scope was broad. The bad side was, even though I'm getting a good salary, I'm not got the power of
being. You've got the handcuffs.
Yeah, I felt like having handcuffs. And you know, you guys working with career development and agility, and we understand that when you're older, when you're in your 50s or whatever, you don't want to be handcuffed unless you're really in a kind of retirement sort of sunset phase.
Which comes to our point number five as well, which is don't get too obsessed with titles.
Correct.
Yeah, because a lot of times it's overinflated. Like what Yen was saying in the bank, you know. And if you're a Game of Thrones fan, you know, you can see like Daenerys has got like 24 titles, whereas Jon is just a King of the North, right?
So, exactly.
So, but you know, who's to say? But titles are titles. So don't get too obsessed with titles. Don't outright reject the job just because the title's too small, if you think. And what do you think, Yen?
There is funny titles happening now, in weird ones, evangelists. What else? It is such weird.
Influencer.
Customer experience, which I
executive,
sort of get.
Yeah.
So titles can be weird. So really focus on the job scope and I think you'll be all right.
You know, Adrian, I think hit the nail on the head there because we can say, look, I'm 45 and I'm not a director yet. You know, I'm a failure in life.
Oh, no. It depends on what domain you're in.
Yeah.
Because in some places, I think the title of VP is really big, but in some places it isn't.
Of course. I mean, you could have a two-man company or two-woman company and you're a VP.
You're CEO, right? Like me. So,
yeah, yeah.
No, but one thing's interesting is that some companies do have policies on titles. Mm. Like when I was in GE, you will never find a director there, a business director, because in the nomenclature, a director has to be a shareholder / director appointed director on the board or director of the company. So you cannot use, so they don't have the word director there. They use the word like leader, BD leader, or you can't even use the word partner. You can't even go like, this is my business partner, because they're not equity shareholders. So sometimes organizations have their own rules, nomenclature. You can't argue that, but I want to be a director. Mm. I have to be. So sometimes you've got to respect the rules, because sometimes they can't be changed. It's global.
Well, let's recap five thoughts on the importance of job titles with Adrian Chu and Cien Chi. In Asia, it's very important as it opens doors. Number two, it anchors your positioning. Number three, it's a good salary negotiating tool. Number four, internal versus external titles. And number five, don't get over obsessed with titles. And just for this segment, you are both senior VPs, and I'm the senior VP. How about that?
I'm the big boss.
All right, we're going to have more from our career experts in a minute right here on Money FM.